Well, hello everyone, and how are you all doing? I hope you're doing good. So over the holidays, I've been watching YouTube, and its sweet, sweet algorithm has been recommending me songs. Now, some are far out there, some are good, some not so good. But what I decided to do was, when I'd get a recommendation, and if the song was live and I could see the artist playing it, I would try to learn the song. So it's like, randomly learning songs. So one of them caught my eye because the video was very stylish. Now it's an old song, but the cover is just amazing. And this song featured in a lot of song tracks as well. So I know it from the movies, and you probably will too. Some of you will anyway. But I'm going to put the video on Twitter and you can watch it. It's really, really kind of trippy, man. So it goes something like this. And I just picked it up, so ignore any mistakes or anything. Excuse my ropey playing. So it's Jefferson Aeroplane's White Rabbit. I think it was in Forrest Gump as well, if I'm not mistaken. I might be wrong there, but yeah. But take a look at the video. It's really cool. It really is very well done. And the music is beautiful because they improvise a lot. It's like a folk take in the song as well. The song is kind of folky anyway, but yeah, it's worth checking out. Have a look. So I hope you're all enjoying the holidays so far. Christmas has passed. It's only one day, You know, the craziness that I was looking at. I just couldn't believe it. You know, stores full of people trampling over each other. People frantic, manic. Like, for one day, that passes. And the next day, all the stores are open again. Like, I was in this store and I saw a person buying, like, it was 10 gallons of milk. And I was fascinated. No, they could have been baking like a lot of cakes or something like that. Maybe a lot. Or else they had like, I don't know, probably 100 people over for breakfast some morning. It was just going to be like a big cereal party. But I was like, but you can get milk the next day. You know, yeah. I just couldn't understand. I just don't know where this kind of hoarding thing comes from. You know, it's very, very weird. But it's kind of amusing. And I'm one of these people as well. I get up early in the morning and I get my shopping done and I'm boom, gone out of Dodge. I'm not able to be, you know, did you ever do that in school, Brownian movement? When you see dust particles and they collide together and they disperse in a certain pattern. That's what it looks like. So, like, pew, 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 people like ping pong balls flying all over the place. And I'm like, no thanks. No thank you. Yeah, so I had a chill time, took it easy, played some music, tried to learn some more music. Yeah, and then as well on top of that, I did a lot of personal audios, which were really cool to do. They were really a joy to do because it's always great to connect with people. And the thing is, like, doing this, sometimes you need that. You need to, like, reach out and see what's happening. You know, you get the feel for what's happening in the community. You get to know people a bit better. You get to see if they're struggling, and can you, you know, talk about it and hopefully bring some comfort, you know, just try your best to lighten up someone's day. But it was really, really nice to do. There's still some to go out, but I went through quite a few. Now, I was thinking of maybe doing one more round of them for the new year, and then I'll stop for a while. The thing is, as well, you see, like when I start talking, as you know, sometimes I can't stop. So I can't like limit myself to a specific minute or anything like that. I just go, or whatever happens, happens, you know. So, yeah, but they're over a certain minimum. And then after, I don't know what happens. I just talk as I see fit, you know. So, yeah, so I'll do one more. And yeah, they were really, really interesting and cool. Because, like, you know, you see people's avatar on Twitter, and you see them on Patreon, and you see people commenting, and you get to know them through the comments. But then when you get something to do for them and they tell you a little bit about their lives, it's really interesting. And one thing I was doing as well, like people would tell me where they're from, and I had, like, you know, people telling me they were from places like New Mexico, Winnipeg, which I always think is the coolest name for any place, Winnipeg. I just love it. And there was places like that. Other places amongst that. Philadelphia. A few places in Philadelphia. And I would take YouTube walking tours through the, you know, the city or whatever town they were from. And it's very educational. You know, you get to learn a lot. You get to see where people are from. You go, oh, yeah. And even though I was quite good at geography in school, I was quite good, but I've forgotten a lot. So I'd get the name of the place someone's from, and when I go, oh, I remember this, and I remember studying this part, and yeah, and I remember, you know, the country they're from, and yeah. So I did a few tours in the Scandinavian Christmas markets. Oh, so beautiful. I'd recommend it to anybody. It's just so beautiful and amazing. So yeah, so I'll do one more round, and then I'll leave it go for a while and see what happens in the future. But yeah, so thanks to everyone that that requested one, and I hope you enjoyed it, because I really enjoyed it, and I think you can sense that as well. You know, I really, really enjoyed it, and I love putting time into everything I do. You know, I do things as best as I can do. I never do things half-arsed, or I won't even start. I won't even bother. Man. Am I talking very loud?
I should really whisper. Maybe I should whisper. In which ear?
What am I doing? So, over the holidays so far, because it's still not over, I watched a documentary on Netflix. And, you know, sometimes you watch documentaries and you, especially Netflix, they can, yeah, they can add bits and pieces to them. There was the West Cork one here now that, yeah, you know, when you're from around the West Cork and you know more facts about the case, you can kind of see where they were Hollywooding the thing up a bit, you know. But one documentary that I came across was the one called Bad Surgeon. Now, I don't know if any of you seen it or whatever, but oh my God, like, it is just unbelievable, like, from start to finish. It's crazy. And I'm not going to do any spoiler alerts or anything like that, but I would recommend you watch it if you have a few spare hours. I think it's about 5 or 6 parts. But it's nuts. Absolutely mental nuts. Crazy. So, yeah, that's one. I watched a few movies as well. I actually watched Click and Collect. It was quite good. It's a short movie. It's 54 minutes long. The guy with Ricky Gervais, his name escapes me at the moment. Stephen Merchant. See, he didn't escape me for long. He didn't escape my net, Stephen. Stephen, I'm coming for you, honey. I'm coming for you. I've got a big net. What am I on about? But, like, yeah, it's a very feel-good movie, and it's simple, but it's good, and it's short as well. Now, it would have a bigger effect before Christmas, I know, but if you want to check that out on Netflix, it's worth a look at. And I watched another one called Villains, which was, yeah, it's out there. But it's interesting. You know, I always like dialogue in movies as well. I like movies with a lot of dialogue. I suppose because I'm a blabber about myself. So it's very interesting listening to dialogue in movies and watching the way the dialogue is moving and how the plots are developing and then picking out the plot holes and stuff. I like that. I love that. I know a lot of people do. So, there are two. I'll try to think of... I saw another movie as well that was really, really cool, but... and I'm not really a big movie dude. You know, I'm more into music and documentaries. You know, I like watching documentaries. I like writing fiction, but I kind of not into reading fiction. I don't know why, but it's just the way my brain is wired. So let's try another song. We'll do an English song. Now, this song was covered by Hozier as well. It's on YouTube as well. And it's called Time by Pink Floyd. And it's in probably the best-selling album of all time. It's a brilliant song. It's a magnificent album, Dark Side of the Moon. And it's been covered by everybody. But Hozier has a good cover of it. That's what happened, actually. It was recommended to me by Hozier, not the algorithm. So I'll play a bit there. So that's Time by Pink Floyd. And as I said, there's some cool covers there from Hozier. There are another few covers as well with orchestras. And it's really beautiful if you want to listen. If you want to check it out. I'll put them up on Twitter anyway and people can check out The White Rabbit. Which is Alice in Wonderland. You know, it's really fun, but it's trippy, man. It's really trippy. So guys, I'm going to love you and leave you all. But before I go, I want you all to have the best 2024 ever. That's for those of you who this calendar year actually applies to. Doesn't apply to everyone. See, time is weird, isn't it? So weird. Yeah. So wherever you are or wherever you're doing, please have the best time. Stay careful, right? And remember, January, you get a new start, right? Keep the faith. I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye.